Yes, we played Mr. Rogers for about 6 months after I saw the movie in like November, right? I don't know. Quite a while. And then, let's bring Jason Kanz in. Was it that long ago, like November? Did I do it for 6 months? Or was that?
Maybe. How long have you been together?
The movie actually came out in November. I saw it whenever it was at the budget.
Yeah.
So we had a good long run of it, but.
Yeah, 4 months, I think you and I have been doing this almost every weekday.
Yeah, and so, I didn't start with Mr. Rogers right away, but it came on the scene. So anyhow, we had a run for that, but it's not going to be an every day. Well, good morning. I was just saying, I used to see you at least weekly, my friend, Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com, and not now these days. I was at your house dropping off a flower, a marigold, for Mother's Day, but you guys were off getting a dog.
We were.
So yeah, tell us Heather that story.
I was just going to say, Heather had texted me. There was a new dog brought into the Humane Society in Barron County, and she had texted me a picture of it. And it's a cross between a Great Dane and a Boxer, and her favorite dogs are Great Danes and mine are Boxers. And she said, well, what do you think? And I said, well, we don't have enough chaos in our life right now, so we might as well... Might as well think about looking at it. So that's where we were Saturday, going to pick up this 100-pound puppy.
Wow.
And
now, we should note, you already had two big dogs.
Yeah, the two we have are probably 40 and 50 pounds each. So he is quite a bit larger than the two of them are. So, it did add a level of chaos, for sure, to our home.
Tell us at least briefly the level of chaos.
Well, so he's very much still puppy. Boxers, in particular, tend to mature late. So they tend to carry their puppyhood for a couple of years, for sure. And so he came in and had been astray, and so he didn't have a lot of boundaries. And so he came in and became quite interested in our guinea pigs and our sugar gliders. And initially, when we tried to get him away from the little animals, he became pretty busy. Kind of got agitated a little bit with Heather, and we were like, "Oh no, you know, is he going to end up killing the little animals?" And it took a lot of frequent redirection, but he did okay once we did.
And what's his name?
So, his name is Sam.
Sam.
All three of our dogs are named from characters from the movie Benny and June, which was a Johnny Depp movie years ago.
Which you posted. So. You posted a raisin and more of the anti. You and Hillary have just had a tough time taking the fact that raisins. When we turned it to the people spoke and raisins won. But the line that stuck out to me: raisins are just humiliated grapes, which
just
is fine.
Humiliated grapes.
Which my response was, thank you for that inspiration, because I am a man in pursuit of growing humility every day. I'm up and breathing. And so I'll be reminded that raisins mean, come on, Mark, walk into deeper humility. So thank you.
There you go. Sure.
All right. Hey, I want to get to your devotion. John 14:3-4 from Notes from the Upper Room, the devotionals.
Yeah. So it says, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going. Jesus was leaving, but he was also coming back. His disciples could not clearly see God's plan for redemption. They had only heard that he was leaving. For those of us who grew up in the West in the last 100 years, we don't have a great sense of someone going on ahead to prepare a place, but former generations knew. A father would leave his wife and children behind while he went on to establish a job and a home. Although the immediate loss was difficult and painful, the future home offered so much more promise. But don't miss one detail here. Jesus did not say to them, I will come again and take you to my home, even though he was telling them about the Father's house. Rather, he told them, I will take you to myself. Jesus knew that their deepest longing was for him, not for stuff. If we're honest with ourselves, many of us like things, nice cars, large libraries, or beautiful homes. But material possessions cannot fulfill our deepest needs. We are tempted to chase after second thing blessings when we place our hope in those things. We are left wanting more. C.S. Lewis said, put first things first, then we get second things thrown in. put second things first, then we lose both first and second things. What we all most deeply desire is relationship. First, union with Christ, and second, though no less important, relationship with others, which is why in the Father's house the value is not in the stuff, but the people who are there.
So what strikes you as you read through your devotion on John 14, 3 and 4 this morning?
For me, what stands out is exactly what you were saying right in the beginning, that there's this desire to be with people. And, you know, many of us have been apart or away from that for a while, and there's a longing for that, to get an embrace from our friends. And, and you know, someday that's going to be completely realized, where there's going to be no blocks in between us, you know, whether due to a virus or conflict or whatever. There's a day when that we'll all be redeemed. I feel that longing.
The question I want to throw out to the listeners this morning, because I heard my daughter raise this yesterday, and I thought, what's a spin on that? And so it's going to be, what has helped you keep sane during these 2 months of quarantine? And for me, 6 consecutive Saturday nights, I have made wild rice soup. I think I made my best rendition this past weekend. It takes a while. And then also, I've listened to Larry Crabb teaching 6 straight weeks. He taught through Jeremiah, and he's through the larger story ministry. So how about you? What's helped keep you sane?
You know, I think what has helped keep me sane is really trying to continue some of the patterns that I can. So reading and meditating on God's word has been a big thing. But honestly, those glimpses when I can actually have those connections with folks, whether it's over telephone or talking over a 6-foot distance briefly, you know, I think those things for me have really been highlights to my ability to stay sane through all of this.
Very good. Thank you, Jason. Enjoy the new dog, Sam, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Very good.
All right, thanks. Yeah, what's helped keep you sane? We'd love to know. 715-396-1670, WWIV. If WIB is part of that, we would be honored. A proud mama. Hillary Roth is here this morning after her daughter Becca was the grand marshal of the big parade on Friday.
Yes, yes. It was so fun and so special. And can I say a little stressful?
You guys were the lead car.
We were the lead car. And it's not like a regular parade where you just like, you go down the street. No, it's like this convoluted 2-hour tour of all of these little nooks and crannies.
You're wanting to drive
2 to 3 hours.
What was the focus? Like, who are you trying to drive by?
We were trying to drive. Basically, we were following various bus routes.
Oh, okay.
Like they combined bus routes so that you were hitting a lot of those homes.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of the focus. So, but then they, like, there was a schedule, and so we were trying to stay on schedule, and we ended up ahead of schedule. So we actually found a spot to like pull over and regroup, and then we were on schedule, and then we were ahead of schedule, and then we lost half the cars and had to. Oh, it was fun though. It was fun, and it was great, and lots of tears. We saw lots of tears. You know, I mean, it was just emotional. Huh. People miss people. People miss people. And, you know, saw tons of kids, absolutely. But we also saw a lot of older folks and retirees sitting out waiting for it. And people are just yearning for contact right now.
We're going to have to play the Barbara Streisand. People who need people. Maybe you can sing it for us.
Yeah.
All right. Let's check what is going on today here on WWIB. Special events ready to go.
It's a spinning blue wheel. Gotta love that.
Well, there's certain things this week.
Okay.
It is Food Allergy Awareness Week.
Important. Interestingly, Hospital Week and Nursing Home Week. So
National Police Week.
Yep. Women's Health.
Reading is Fun Week.
Brain Injury Awareness.
There you go. It's a week to commemorate the importance of etiquette.
Something many of us have lost over the years. Stuttering Awareness.
Work at home moms.
Lots of that happening right now. Eat What You Want Day. I thought that was yesterday for Mother's Day.
And it is apparently Eggo Waffle Awareness. No, it's World Ego Awareness Day. So there we go.
Sounds good.
A busy day and a busy week. Thank you, Hillary.
Thank you, Mark.
just Hillary and I on the show today, mm-hmm. and so she's in after 7. In a few minutes, we'll talk to Drew Fralick, counselor, comedian from Michigan, talking about Mother's Day. All right, he's a survivor. He's Drew Fralick, counselor and comedian in Detroit, Michigan, and we're going to get to Mother's Day. We got to begin just briefly, at least COVID-19, kind of the update. From what I've read, it seems like your governor, Gretchen Whitmer, you guys have extended the deadline. What, you kind of locked down until June? Is that right or what?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think the beginning of June, that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
It changes every day, you know. It's hard to keep track of.
And you're living in Detroit. You moved there just ahead of – have you and your wife looked at each other and go, boy, that was perfect planning or what? Just kind of it is what it is.
It is very interesting timing, isn't it? I mean, yeah. God's timing is very interesting. You know, we moved down here. We're, like, getting settled in, and then, boom, COVID hit. So – but I don't know what to make of it at this point.
Isn't being a comedian, I always like this line from Michael Jr., I probably dropped it on you, where he said, you know, there's 6 different ways to look at everything. And so comedy, a lot of times, is just seeing things from a different perspective. I mean, observation is so good in terms of coming up, important in terms of coming up with your material. And when you're served lemons, you make lemonade, right?
Absolutely. And yeah, I think counseling's the same way. You know, it's all about taking a different perspective on situation, good or bad. So yeah.
So Mother's Day yesterday, and you had some thoughts on Mother's Day. Yeah.
Couple of thoughts on Mother's Day. You know, it's interesting with COVID-19. I'm of the belief that this is the most significant Mother's Day that has happened, maybe in the history of mothers, because these ladies are under an enormous amount of pressure. They're working from home. There's a lack of social support. You know, they're homeschooling the kids, and the kids of America at this point, Mark, they're ready to revolt. You know, they're ready to go down to the playground and just tear down the barricades and hop on the merry-go-round.
The kids kind of like, what do you mean I can't go on the playground, right? Yeah, sure.
They're about to go nuts. And, you know, it's really a tough time. And every parent who's listening to this show right now will know exactly what I'm talking about when I say, sometimes, you know, you go to the restroom just to, like, get a break for a few minutes. You go in there, you lock the door, and it's essentially become like a panic room at this point. You know, the kids are banging on the door, and they're like, you know, Mama, what are you doing in there? And you're like, I'm busy, leave me alone. And they're like, Mama, you know, they're slipping stuff under the door, and you're like, go away, and all this stuff. So I think that the greatest gift that you could give a mother this Mother's Day was the opportunity to just not be a mother for a day, ironically enough.
Well, and traditionally, that's where it was like the record-setting day of going out to restaurants. So yesterday, I mean, I saw long drive-through lines. And I got to say, I mean, at McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, those were some of the long drive-through lines. I presume there were others. Those were a couple that caught my eye. And I'm sure there were a lot of people. I'm sure there were a lot of people ordering out food, though. But again, that's traditionally, right? Hey, mom doesn't cook on Mother's Day. Let's take her out. But people had to adjust. Florian Gardens in Eau Claire.
If you give your wife a Frosty on Mother's Day, are you going to be in trouble? I don't know.
I kind of wonder when I'm like, it was like the middle of the afternoon in McDonald's. I'm like, that's a long line. I know another one. What is it? Caribou Coffee. Not only Caribou. Einstein Bagels in Eau Claire was another. So.
Okay.
You know, different points of the day. You got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you didn't, what about for the guys? What about, here's son of, like, did you give your wife a gift for Mother's Day?
I gave my wife a card, you know, and I just gave her the day off, basically. I mean, that's what
that
she wanted.
Nice.
I said to her, I know
sure.
you, I said, do you want to do something with special with the family? She was like, no, I think I'm just going to go out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go out. There's nowhere to go. And she's like, yeah, I'm just going to drive out, maybe sit in a field for a while by myself.
Yeah.
In silence.
Yeah. That's the
so
question.
There's nothing going on, but they just want to be left alone for a while.
I gave my wife 3 bags of her favorite coffee, which is like a chocolate raspberry truffle. So that. She gets.
Okay.
That's what. I make the coffee before I leave for work. And so that's the kind she likes on weekends. And then the rest of the week, we use the other coffee. So, Drew, good
what
to talk
do
to you.
What time do you leave for work, Mark? Is it early?
I leave.
Show.
Yeah. I was here this morning by about 4:45.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Good on you. Good on you.
Thank you, friend. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Thank you to the mothers.
And hey, I got to tell you this. We're asking people, last question. The question of the morning is, what have you done that's kept you sane during 2 months of lockdown? My answer was, every Saturday for six straight weeks, I've made wild rice soup and I've listened to Larry Crabb. Yeah, he's been doing a teaching. You know, he's been doing some teaching, but I've just kind of, I need some kind of constancy. So what's yours?
I write down my schedule for the whole family on a whiteboard every day. And we just go hour by hour.
Okay. All right.
1 hour at a time. That's our motto.
Very good. Very good. Good to talk to you, friend. Thanks.
Take care, Mark.
All right. Drew Frelick, counselor and comedian from the great state of Michigan, WWIB.
Well, a weekend has come and gone, and what a weekend it was. How was yours, Mark?
You know what? Let's start with yours, because you had quite the...
well, I don't know.
We had the parade on Friday.
The parade was Friday, and what a wonderful, wonderful thing. It was really just neat to see the community come out and wave, even if it was from afar. You know, we adhered to all the rules, and it was good and wonderful and positive. Friday night, then, we had our takeout night. We got Mexican food from Cancun.
Okay.
So good. Delicious.
You've helped support a lot of local establishments with your Friday takeout night.
We're trying our best. But then Saturday, busy, busy morning on Saturday, gave the dog a bath, cleaned the guinea pig cage, did a bunch of laundry, paid the bills, you know, balanced the checkbook, cleaned the house, all of that, all in preparation because the husband and I went away. We went away. Not far away. We stayed at Otter Creek Inn right in Altoona, less than a mile from our house. I've never been there before. Wow. Just wow. Mm-hmm. Every room has its own fireplace and jacuzzi tub, and there's...
I think it's under new ownership.
Yep. I chatted with her just a very little bit over the weekend because everything is so distance and that. But she's had the place for like a year and a half or something, less than 2 years. They've done a lot of work. They've updated. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I mean, there's a s'mores bar and there's complimentary beverages and, you know, the fireplace out back. So we made s'mores for dessert. Breakfast in the morning, gourmet made to order.
It was hard to leave.
It was very hard to leave. I'll tell you, checkout time is at 11 and we just didn't leave until about 10:58.
Well, how wonderful. And I think, you know, for
so
marriages
nice.
To have that time, to get that time, that attention.
Yeah.
It's tough. There's so many distractions. And at the same time, and there's been a lot of reports, whether it was China or here, in terms of during the shutdown and people closed in, that it's not helping marriages.
Well,
so.
And that's just that you think, oh, you're spending all this time together.
Right.
But it's not that quality time, especially when you have kids at home. You can't just go out on a date and do those things. So it was lovely to spend time with my husband. So thoroughly enjoyed.
Fantastic. I mean, I can't match that. If this was cards, you win. You won the weekend. However, you share throughout it and time with the family, Mother's Day, that was the central feature, obviously. The weather wasn't what any of us wanted in comparison. We didn't get the snow on Saturday night, though.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that was nice. Took care of some things, did some live coverage of the COVID-19, the start of the drive-through free testing, which continues today, 11 to 7. But a couple of things I want to share with you. One is I did the laundry Saturday. Now, my wife most of the time does. We've got a laundry basket in our room as it fills up. She most of the time is down there, and I appreciate her work and so many hats she wears, things she does, directing a nonprofit, etc. But I did the laundry, but I had this particular... You've seen me wear this gray vest. It's a gray vest over...
I've seen it,
and and so it had a little bit of a... Like, and I thought, well, there's got to be some shout here.
Yeah.
And so then I didn't immediately see shouted out. So I reached for another... Yeah, it's a spray bottle by the laundry.
Oh, no.
I didn't really read the label. Details? I mean... I'm still...
Devil's in the details.
Is it? Yeah. Well,
let's
I would say,
see.
Yeah.
How the did
good,
it turn out?
The good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend. Here we go.
Oh,
how do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
Explain to the listeners.
Yeah. So it looks like instead of shout, he may have grabbed a bottle of bleach.
Yeah, yeah,
a spray bottle of bleach.
Yeah. When I did go down later, yeah, I did see that. So that was interesting. So that...
Perhaps a well-placed tie, like zigzagged over.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's over.
I think it's over. Sorry,
the other
man.
Thing is, last night, going into bed... Yeah, it's like, oh, ready to go. The weekend's over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is that kind of uncomfortable under my back, you know?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, come up with this. It's a bit of
what
a bone.
What is it?
It's,
a bit of bone?
Yeah, the dog who sleeps on the bed these days.
That's disgusting.
Little mini poodle.
Yeah,
chewing Wesley.
A bone on the
Yeah,
bed.
The bone was on the sheet there somewhere.
That's
so that
great.
Was...
Thanks, Wesley.
So there you go. So those are, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend.
Yeah, I had the good. Apparently, you had the bad and the ugly.
There we go. That's teamwork.
I guess something like that.
Well, as tough as the pandemic has been, as tough as it's been to be, you know, to see businesses shut down and have your participation in life outside of your home limited, there have been silver linings. I know early on, especially, you were like the queen of silver linings. You were
trying.
Early on,
trying.
It's kind of like winter.
I still am trying to do my gratitude stuff. I'm not publishing it every day because I think people got a little sick of it, but I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. Right. But one of the positives I think a lot of us embraced was gas prices dropped, just the bottom went out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so all of a sudden it was like, wow, they're below $2 a gallon. And they kept going, right? I mean, that was the question. Are they going to get... The lowest I saw was $1.19.
Yes. $1.19, $1.14, somewhere in there.
Then we did have a fuel contract that came up where actually it went below zero, right? I mean, they were paying like $40 a barrel of oil to take this.
To take it away.
So anyhow, they're rising again. I mean, I think we've all seen that.
Rapidly.
Yeah. So Gas Buddies reporting today, national average for a price of a gallon of gas is $1.75. So it's still, I think you get about $1.69, but it's continuing to just go up.
It's amazing though, because it trended down for so long and it was so wonderful. And then it's like, boom, in a week and a half.
And it's amazing though to me how quickly you get spoiled, right?
Yes.
You just think, like right now, I feel like, what do you mean $1.69? Where's my $1.19?
I know.
Like I was entitled to that. Like that was just the way it was going to stay for forever.
I'm right there with you.
I wanted to get to below a buck. Like
me too.
Watoma got to like 94.5.
Yeah.
So, but I'm reminded like, no, remember when getting below
like
two? Right. So anyhow.
Yeah. I do want those nice prices back. Not that I could go anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, a tank of gas lasts me for a couple weeks now, it seems. It's crazy. Longer.
We did have some well-known folks leave us over the weekend. Little Richard at the age of 87.
Yeah, and Jerry Stiller passed away.
From Stiller and Mira comedy team, Ben Stiller's parents, his dad.
Mm-hmm. Also known for Seinfeld. And what was the other show he was just recently on? It wasn't Everybody Loves Raymond. Seinfeld
is the one that people are talking about.
The one with the chick, the girl, and he played the dad. That one.
If you can help Hillary out, 396-1670.
I can see the actors and actresses from it. I don't remember.
So here's like Little Richard. I mean, let me just say like his real name.
Yeah.
Richard Wayne Penniman.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But Little Richard seemed to have.
Little Richard has a better. I always enjoy shower thoughts, just, you know, little tidbits to think about and make you go, huh?
Uh-huh.
So, are you ready?
Let's go.
Here we go. No matter what age you are, if you hear music blaring from the car, the music's always terrible.
It's just that idea of the blaring, right?
I know, right?
There are probably lots of camouflage clothing items lost in the woods and you just don't notice them.
Mm, camo, yeah. Maybe seafood is so tasty because it's actually been marinating its whole life.
Wow, that is a shower thought. People tell you to make yourself at home, but if you did so, they'd probably get annoyed.
Probably. Celebrity weight loss and gain must be really annoying for celebrity impersonators.
I know it. How about when Christian Bale added the 40 pounds to play Dick Cheney advice, right?
Right.
Okay. Cooking show hosts are always so enthusiastic because they know they don't have to clean up the mess.
Just like when my kids cook.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
You like the fact they're learning how to cook. They're going to have to fend for themselves someday. But like, what about the wake you left?
The dishes. Do the dishes.
Yes.
This made me sad. No mom has ever had fresh Chick-fil-A on Mother's Day.
There is a deep thought, a deep shower thought this morning. Here we go. Our saliva probably had a taste, but we got so used to it that we don't recognize it anymore.
How's that for you? Astronomers literally earn their living by staring into space.
What do you know? And their teachers likely told them, Bobby, stop staring off into space.
I know.
Right? Do you ever see the movie October Sky?
I love that movie. It's one of our favorites. We own it.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Fantastic.
Hugh Hickam, right?
Yes.
He was here in Eau Claire years ago.
Yeah.
The teacher's convention.
Yeah.
Okay.
Highly recommend. If you haven't seen it, see it.
No, it's so good. It makes me multiple times crying, the whole father-son relationship.
Yes.
And I've loved the actor who played him over the years, too.
Yeah.
Great. All right. And finally, we've evolved as a society from trying to memorize phone numbers to memorizing Wi-Fi passwords.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Truth.
Yes, trying.
You know what's terrible? I don't even know, like, my kids yes. and husband's cell phone numbers.
I know.
It's terrible.
Well, because you've got it automatically now.
Yes.
So the thing would be, if you're parted from your phone and you say, I don't know. I don't know how to get a hold of them.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyways, all right. May has some great gift offers, including this Matthew West CD. It is a fantastic, fantastic album. Lots of great music on there. Yours for a suggested gift of $45 or more to our ministry. So, without further ado,
we need to just say the show
yes.
you mentioned earlier, Jerry Stiller passing away at 92.
King of Queens.
Thank you, Cliff Tickler.
Thank you, Cliff.
The actor
Googling
I'm referring to from October Sky, Jake Gyllenhaal. Such a good actor. Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful.
All right. Well, we've got a special congressional election coming up tomorrow. And we're going to give you a chance to hear from both candidates, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany, and also the Democrat Tricia Zunker, who is the head of the Wausau School Board. So we're going to hear from both of them, culminating with them talking about their mom a little bit on the heels of Mother's Day yesterday. So appreciate them calling in last week to our mm-hmm. listener line at 715-396-1670, which we're using more and more for news purposes.
Yeah,
too.
It's great. Great option.
All right. So first off, we asked Senator Tiffany, why should folks vote for him over Tricia Zunker in tomorrow's election?
I will always defend life, including the unborn. I will protect the Second Amendment to the Constitution, and I will secure our borders, which is especially important in this time of a pandemic to make sure our health care system is not overrun.
All right. We also asked Tricia Zunker, the Democrat, who's the head of the Wausau School Board, why folks in the 7th Congressional District should vote for her over Senator Tiffany.
My name is Tricia Zunker, and I am the Democratic candidate for the 7th Congressional District special election on May 12th. I'm running for this seat to be a real representative for the people, to make sure people have affordable health care, economic security, and ensure protection of the environment. I was born and raised in Wausau. I grew up in a strong union household. My mom is a USW Local 2-224 member to this day. My grandpa was a dairy farmer in the town of Easton. I come from humble beginnings, and I know what it is like to live paycheck to paycheck. But there were opportunities in my life that I seized upon, and it allowed me to be a first-generation college graduate, then law school graduate. I'm a member of Ho-Chunk Nation and serve as a judge for my tribe, as well as a professor and school board president for the Wausau School District. Now more than ever, we need someone in office who will advocate for affordable health care and economic security for all Wisconsinites.
All right. Second question. Wow. That was Tricia Zunker. Again, I say head of the Wausau School Board, but wearing other hats as well.
Many.
How similar is Senator Tom Tiffany to the previous holder of the seat in the 7th, Republican Sean Duffy, who he's seeking to replace?
Congressman Duffy and I share a passion to defend life, including the unborn, and to protect our freedoms. I will always put the interests of Western Wisconsin first.
Meanwhile, Obviously, Sean Duffy was a Republican, so we kind of put that question to Senator Tiffany. But for Tricia Zunker, we said, what's the vision for the type of representative she hopes to be?
I will work to expand access to affordable health care, make sure pre-existing conditions stay protected, and take on Big Pharma to lower the cost of prescription drugs. I'll advocate for the additional help for small businesses and farmers, and for funding to expand rural broadband access. And I will be a strong advocate for protecting the environment.
All right, coming up, both candidates make their pitch why you should vote for them and also what they say about their mom. All right, back to the candidates in tomorrow's special election in the 7th Congressional District. And Hillary, worth noting, geographically, this 7th Congressional District in northwestern central Wisconsin, the largest in the state. Yeah, covering 21 counties, portions of another 5, and 700 municipalities. So,
wow.
250 members of the National Guard going to be working the polls tomorrow. Doing some things, greeting and checking in voters, monitoring voter equipment, assisting with keeping social and physical distance, and helping to sanitize.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks have voted absentee, about 70,000 at last word. So we asked Senator Tom Tiffany to make an appeal to voters of the 7th. Why should they turn out and vote for him?
I grew up on a dairy farm in western Wisconsin, a little town, Elmwood, Wisconsin, with my 5 brothers and 2 sisters. We learned the value of hard work early on in life. My wife and I, we owned Wilderness Cruises in northern Wisconsin for 20 years. As small business owners, we understand the ups and downs, and we've always been able to meet those challenges. In 2010, the voters sent me to Madison because Wisconsin was in a tough spot. $3 billion deficit, and unemployment that was almost 10%. I went down working with like-minded people, and we turned our state around. Well, I want to do the same thing out in Washington, D.C. I'm tested, I'm proven, and I'll bring a good dose of Wisconsin common sense to Washington, D.C.
We asked the same question to Democrat Tricia Zunker ahead of tomorrow's 7th Congressional District special election. Asked her to make an appeal why voters should vote for her.
I have the moral fiber, work ethic, and experience to get the job done for you in Congress. And I'm going to advocate for every person in this district, whether they voted for me or not. I'm going to put partisan politics aside and work hard to make life better here in Wisconsin. I will be accountable to you, the people, not outside interests. I'll also prioritize constituent services to ensure that you get the help that you need. It will be a great honor to represent the people of Wisconsin in Congress, and I humbly request your vote.
And finally, here on the WIB Wake Up Show, what about moms? Yesterday was Mother's Day. Both of these candidates recorded their comments on our listener line last week. So starting with Senator Tiffany, what about mom?
Happy Mother's Day to my mom, Virgil Tiffany, over in Elmwood, Wisconsin. She recently had heart surgery, and we have not been able to visit because of the coronavirus. Get well, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. And Chris, the girls, and I hope to be able to visit you soon.
Meanwhile, we asked Tricia Zunker to share a favorite memory of her mom ahead of Mother's Day yesterday.
This is difficult. My mom is an amazing, beautiful human being. I am so blessed to have as my mother. There's just so many memories, whether it's her devotion to my grandpa in his last years, her devotion to her children or her grandchildren, the laughs that we share about so many things, the concerts that we go to. But I have to say a memory that really sticks out is when I was 7 years old, there was a snowstorm here in Wausau, a blizzard, and she couldn't get her car out of the driveway, but she had to get to work, and we couldn't go one day without her wages. So she wrapped herself in a blanket, and she walked the 4 miles it was to her job so that we had the money that we needed. And that has really stuck with me. My mom is a hard worker. Work ethic is important in our family.
Wow.
So the phone, unfortunately, the message cut off there, but great stuff.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Big election tomorrow. And so we'll see how it goes and have the results for you. I know. Will we have the results Wednesday morning? I don't know. That wasn't the case April 7th. I don't know.
Yeah, there hasn't been as much kind of hoopla about how long they're accepting the absentee
I don't know
ballots,
the answer to
so
that.
I don't know the answer to that either. We'll find out. We'll come back to you at the top of the hour and let you know, though.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.